This is Jay Sekulow. Chalk one up for the good guys. A major victory. The National Day of Prayer, Constitutional, Freedom from Religion Foundation loses their case.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
The Freedom from Religion Foundation, country's largest organization of atheists and agnostics.
Imagine there's no heaven.
With getting close to 17,000 members now, 16,600 and something members, non-believers, non-theists, atheists, agnostics, we don't care what we call ourselves. The joke is that we all disbelieve in the same God, and we work to keep religion and government separate, and we work to educate the public about the views of the non-religious.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. And you want to get in this conversation early, 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. And chalk one up for the good guys. And you won't be imagining no religion after this decision. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the Seventh Circuit, in a case the American Center for Law and Justice was involved in representing you and 67 members of the United States Congress. We won yesterday unanimously 3-0, an opinion written by Judge Easterbrook, saying that the plaintiffs apparently were complaining because they were observing conduct with which they disagree. That's the National Day of Prayer Proclamation. The judge said that does not make a federal case. This is a huge win. Now, the case was brought by the Freedom from Religion Foundation. This is a group, by the way, that has now published a de-baptismal certificate. I'm holding it in my hand. And that says if you've been subjected to Christian baptism, you can now have that withdrawn, according to the Freedom from Religion Foundation. They actually sued President Obama, saying that President Obama's proclamation declaring a national day of prayer violated the law, was in fact unconstitutional. They argued that their feelings were hurt. And the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals said hurt feelings differ from legal injury. But let me tell you an exciting part of this, folks. When I read the first portion of the opinion and had our team here in our media headquarters, including our legal department here in the media headquarters, review the opinion, the very first paragraph of Judge Easterbrook's opinion says, since the founding of the Republic, Congress has requested presidents to call on citizens to pray. Let me read you the very first sentence from our brief. Since the founding era, nearly every president has issued proclamations calling the nation to pray, the most common being the observance of a day of Thanksgiving. The next paragraph on the Court of Appeals opinion is the first of these proclamations establishing Thanksgiving Day prayers. Folks, a gigantic victory for freedom of speech and freedom of religion. A gigantic victory for the National Day of Prayer, and you were a part of it. So what do you have to say to the National Day of Prayer victory, and what do you have to say to the Freedom from Religion Foundation? And are you surprised by their actions? By the way, they're going to ask the entire Seventh Circuit to hear it. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. How important is it to have a National Day of Prayer? And how important is it to beat back the Freedom from Religion Foundation? We've got a lot more of the discussion ahead on this particular case. Great victory, though, folks. We're in about every newspaper in the country right now talking about this. Again, 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air about this great victory in the National Day of Prayer. Remember, that district court judge declared the National Day of Prayer unconstitutional. So a great victory there. Now, as we get into the weekend, this is the very last day for our matching challenge campaign. And I will tell you, folks, we're within $35,000 of our goal. You rarely hear us ask you to donate and support the ACLJ on air. I'm going to ask you to do that today. Go to ACLJ.org and make an online donation in any amount. It's doubled. ACLJ.org. By the way, if you call us on the phones and make a donation there, it's doubled as well. And even if you can't make a donation, you want our Foundations of Freedom. With this win at the National Day of Prayer, we want you to have it. 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. We'll get you Foundations of Freedom. We'll be back with more in just a moment.
It's a resounding victory for our nation's heritage. A federal appeals court upholds the constitutionality of a long-standing tradition, the National Day of Prayer. The American Center for Law and Justice, representing thousands of Americans and members of Congress, filed a critical amicus brief supporting the presidential proclamation, playing a key role in this constitutional victory. The fact is that the work of the ACLJ could not occur without you, your support. And now, through midnight tonight, your gift will be doubled. A $100 gift becomes $200. The ACLJ's $620,000 matching challenge matches dollar for dollar every contribution made to the ACLJ up to the total of the challenge. With this matching challenge, support the work of the ACLJ and double your gift today. This is the time to act. Go online to the ACLJ secured website. That's www.aclj.org. Make a difference. Double your gift today. Online, aclj.org. With fast-breaking developments and an ever-changing political landscape in Washington, D.C., now there's a way to stay on top of the political, legal, and cultural issues that matter most to you. On Monday, April 18th, join Jordan Seculo as he begins the Jordan Seculo Show, taking the immediacy of Twitter to talk radio. The role of social media is now more important than ever in our national discourse, and now you can participate via Twitter. Jordan will be taking your questions. As Director of Policy and International Operations for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jordan Seculo is one of the most followed conservatives on Twitter. He'll tackle the tough topics with insightful analysis and interviews with top decision makers and conservative leaders at home and abroad. Join Jordan Seculo beginning Monday for the Jordan Seculo Show, live at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, and live on ACLJ.org. That's 12:30 p.m. Eastern beginning Monday.
Since the founding era, nearly every president has issued proclamations calling for the nation to pray, including the National Day of Prayer. It was declared unconstitutional by a district court judge, and I am thrilled to report that the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Seventh Circuit has unanimously reversed it. I'm also thrilled to report that tens of thousands of you filed a brief that we filed actually on behalf of President Obama, because he had the National Day of Prayer proclamation that the Freedom From Religion Foundation people sued against. And we filed that brief on behalf of 67 members of the United States Senate and House as representatives as well. So we had 67 members of Congress. We had, I think, 250,000 of you on this brief. As I said, if you missed the beginning of the broadcast, the opening paragraphs of the opinion from the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeal is exactly what we said in our brief. And the National Day of Prayer moves forward. Freedom From Religion Foundation has suffered a huge defeat. Now, folks, this is the day I want to give you our foundations of freedom. This is when you celebrate the victories that we've had here. And I want to encourage you to go to your phones. We're going to send you our foundations of freedom. It's easy to get. 1-877-989-2255. By the way, foundations of freedom, absolutely free. That's the Constitution, Declaration of Independence, and the Bill of Rights. And also, I want to send you to our website, aclj.org, if you want to make an online donation. We're the last day of our matching challenge. And I really encourage you to go there and support the work of the ACLJ. You could do it online. That's great. Jordan is now in Washington. Big news coming out today. And we also got some other exciting news, Jordan, with a brand new program.
That's right. We're excited to announce the launch of the Jordan Seculo Show, which starts on Monday, April 18th. We've got a new website. It just took to Twitter to announce it, jordanseculo.com. It's a new 30-minute broadcast brought to you by the American Center for Law and Justice. And just to give folks a sample, next week we'll have people on like Governor Mitt Romney, former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich, Michelle Bachmann, Herman Cain, and spend a lot more time talking with some of these candidates and elected officials about more personal background and discussions we may not get into on Jay Seculo Live, and a little deeper discussion of the issues. And I have to say, if you're interested, folks, if you're listening to our broadcast right now and you're a program director or you're a radio station and you're interested in getting information about how you can carry the show, all you have to do is send us an email, info@seculo.com. Just info@seculo.com, and we'll get all the information to you.
And it's going to be, of course, carried on Sirius and XM at 12:30, right after the first 30 minutes here. WAVA 780 AM in Washington, D.C. will be carrying it as well. And again, of course, online at aclj.org. But this is a big announcement. We're very excited about it. And I also am very excited about this victory at the Court of Appeal. I can't tell you how excited I am. When that decision came down declaring the National Day of Prayer unconstitutional, I was very, very concerned. I was confident we would win. But when you go to the Court of Appeals, folks, it's a three-judge panel. You don't know who you're going to get. Fortunately, and I say this very fortunately, we got a great, great panel of judges, including Judge Easterbrook, Judge Mannion, and Judge Williams. And Judge Easterbrook's opinion, as I said, the first paragraph of it is pretty much exactly what we put forward, almost verbatim. Not, of course, the judge wrote it in his way, but it was the same line of argument that we made, and I am thrilled that it's in there, and this is a huge, big, huge victory here. So let's go to the phones, and this is good news. Jordan, who do we have?
All right, let me get right to them. In fact, if you got the call screen in front of you, I've set it up
okay,
here.
Okay, yeah, Jordan just came in from a meeting. I'll take it right away, and let's go to Denise. She's calling from California on line two. Hi, Denise.
Hi. Oh, my gosh. God bless you guys.
Thanks.
I agree with everything that you do, and I pray for you guys. I watch you on TV. I listen to you in my car. Yes, praise God for the victory.
Well, I'll tell you something. It made my evening last night when the decision came out in the afternoon, actually, and then reading the opinion and reading it over again. And I'll tell you what's great here. Understand, folks. And I know this, you know, politically you may not like this. We were defending the position of President Obama. He issued the prayer proclamation to his credit. And it was the Freedom From Religion Foundation that decided they were going to file suit against that. So that's how this all developed here. And I will tell you also, you got to understand who you're dealing with when you're dealing with the Freedom From Religion Foundation. These groups are, I'm not talking about just object to faith. They are proud of their objection to faith. They brag about it. Listen to soundbite number three. This is from Annie Geller. She is the president of the Freedom From Religion Foundation.
And we also do want to talk about the National Day of Prayer and all those unconstitutional actions going on in preparation for the first Thursday in May.
By the way, those will now go on without any problems. And she wants to talk about the unconstitutional actions of the National Day of Prayer. There's only one problem. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the Seventh Circuit said, we have not a constitutional violation here. In fact, you have no standing to even bring the case. And one of my favorite lines in the opinion, actually, is this one. And we talked about this in our brief that we filed, again, on your behalf. Hurt feelings differ from legal injury. They said, well, their feelings are hurt when there's a National Day of Prayer. And the court rightly said, there's no one compelling you to pray here. You're not obligated to pray, but you have the right to pray. And that is something that is, I'm telling you, folks, that's when you file these briefs and you work these cases and you get involved, you make a huge difference. Again, this is a good day for you to get the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and the Bill of Rights. And the reason I say that is you need to understand what these documents say because that's what we are fighting for. So, again, if you want the Foundations of Freedom, I'm sending it to you as our gift to you, 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. But let me tell you this also, folks. I'm requesting that you make an online donation or a donation over the phones to the ACLJ. This is the last day of our matching challenge campaign, the very last day of it. We're within $35,000 of our goal, and we really could use your support again. ACLJ.org. Whatever you donate, we get a matching gift for, so we really appreciate that. Let's go to Lee. He's on line five. Hi, Lee. Or Les. I'm sorry. Hi, Les.
Hi. Big thank you for your efforts, and I'm so happy to hear the success with that prayer, National Day of Prayer. I just remind you that the bigger spiritual battle is now going to be in the Western world. Jesus is the only way.
Well, let me tell you, there's no doubt about that. I've been spending the morning, in addition to reviewing this prayer, dealing with some of the Islamic issues that we're facing, and you're right. But this is, again, a reflection of our Judeo-Christian heritage of the United States. And the court pointed to, and this is also something else that was in our brief, actually attached, this is what's great, folks, attached the proclamation from President Washington about the National Day of Prayer and the call to Thanksgiving then. The fact that that's in there recognizes the importance of our country. The fact that the court found no standing is significant. And Jordan, you are the expert on this Freedom From Religion Foundation group. And you know how they're feeling today. Of course, now they're saying they're going to take it up to the full Seventh Circuit.
Yeah, I say let them go ahead because nothing fails like a Freedom From Religion Foundation lawsuit. They mock our prayer with a song that nothing fails like prayer. But the truth is, they're actually one of the groups responsible for the Supreme Court precedent that makes it very difficult for them to even bring a legal challenge because they file so many lawsuits and the Supreme Court of the United States has said, you don't have standing. You are wasting the federal court system's time by filing these lawsuits. There's no injury. No one's sitting there saying you must pray, that you have to participate in the National Day of Prayer, that you'll be fired from your job or castigated from society if you don't participate in the National Day of Prayer. And so you have no injury. There's no reason to be in court. And so it is because of the Freedom From Religion Foundation that standing issues have become much more difficult for those on the left. That being said, people laugh this group off and we act as if these issues, there's no way the National Day of Prayer will be held unconstitutional. Yeah. Remember, they did find a very far left-leaning judge at the district court level to agree with them. The good news, when it moves up through the throughout the federal court system, Freedom From Religion Foundation loses.
Yeah, you know what's also interesting here, and that is this. We argued in a case called Pleasant Grove versus Summum that the government's entitled to make some forms of speech to suggest things to promote its agenda. And that's not a violation of the Constitution. And the court adopted that kind of a reasoning here. And they said, look, no one's compelling. There's no legal interest here. There's no legal injury here. No one's requiring anybody to pray. And he said, unless President Obama were to bring the lawsuit, which he couldn't because no one compelled him to issue it, that might be a different standing issue. But the President Obama did not. In fact, he issued a National Day of Prayer proclamation and encouraged people to pray. Let's try to get one more call in here before the break, Jordan.
All right, let's go to Chris calling from New Jersey on line four. Chris, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Chris.
Congratulations, guys, for fighting the good fight. And thank so much for Foundations for Freedom. I can't tell you how many conversations I've engaged with on the issue of separation of church and state and hand the book to people and said, tell me where you find this in here. And they can't find it, and then I do an explanation of it. But the added bonus for today's announcement, it happens on the day, National Day of Silence.
Yeah, right. That's right. So, you know, free speech in America, the answer on that is it prevails. And I appreciate you mentioning our Foundations of Freedom. And that's a very, very important point, Chris, that you mentioned. And that is this. And I'm going to say this, folks. Being educated, as Chris just mentioned, is a big part of this. This is the day. When you get a victory like this, this is when I want to make sure you get the Constitution, Declaration of Independence, and the Bill of Rights. Jordan's going to let you know how to do that and make that matching donation online at ACLJ.org.
All right, first you can call 877-989-2255 to get your free copy of the Foundations of Freedom. That's 877-989-2255. If you want to take part in the matching challenge, and we need your support now more than ever, you go to aclj.org. It's right there on the homepage. It's very easy to make an online donation. Literally takes just a couple of moments. aclj.org or call now 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. And check out jordanseculo.com as we launch the Jordan Sekulow Show.
With fast-breaking developments and an ever-changing political landscape in Washington, D.C., now there's a way to stay on top of the political, legal, and cultural issues that matter most to you. On Monday, April 18th, join Jordan Sekulow as he begins the Jordan Sekulow Show, taking the immediacy of Twitter to talk radio. The role of social media is now more important than ever in our national discourse, and now you can participate via Twitter. Jordan will be taking your questions. As Director of Policy and International Operations for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jordan Sekulow is one of the most followed conservatives on Twitter. He'll tackle the tough topics with insightful analysis and interviews with top decision makers and conservative leaders at home and abroad. Join Jordan Sekulow beginning Monday for the Jordan Sekulow Show, live at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio and live on ACLJ.org. That's 12:30 p.m. Eastern beginning Monday. It's a resounding victory for our nation's heritage. A federal appeals court upholds the constitutionality of a long-standing tradition, the National Day of Prayer. The American Center for Law and Justice, representing thousands of Americans and members of Congress, filed a critical amicus brief supporting the presidential proclamation, playing a key role in this constitutional victory. The fact is that the work of the ACLJ could not occur without you, your support. And now, through midnight tonight, your gift will be doubled. A $100 $100 gift becomes $200. The ACLJ's $620,000 matching challenge matches dollar for dollar every contribution made to the ACLJ up to the total of the challenge. With this matching challenge, support the work of the ACLJ and double your gift today. This is the time to act. Go online to the ACLJ secured website. That's www.aclj.org. Make a difference. Double your gift today. Online, aclj.org.
Hey, that's from Lee Keebler, who I've heard me talk about and talk to on this broadcast for a number of years now. Lee has been our producer here at Jay Sekulow Live. He is going on to other things and moving to Florida, actually, to be with his family very soon, and will be leaving us. Nick Peek, who's been with us for a number of years, was with us in our offices in Virginia Beach and is now in our national media headquarters in Tennessee, in Nashville, is going to be taking over that portion of the program. Of course, Will Haynes is going to be doing the news. We're not going to be losing any of that, and we wish Lee all the best. And he said he's playing this song because he said he's had the time of his life, and he did a great job on a transition for us. Let me say this up front on two things. Number one, when we moved the facility first to Nashville, and then we made a second move in Nashville, and that was we expanded our entire media operation. That's why when Jordan talks about JordanSekulow.com and all these new internet sites, folks, we've got a large media center that we've developed here that you're going to see the brand new ACLJ sites and the social media that's going on. And Lee made the transition with the team here to get this beautiful studio that I'm broadcasting out of today up and running perfectly. They've done a great job. In fact, the day they got it up and going, unfortunately, I had to be in Washington. So I was back up in Washington for a couple weeks, but I just got back to our facilities here, and it's great to be here. We'll miss Lee and wish him all the best. We're going right back to the phones, folks. Again, if you're just joining us, what a victory. You know, as a lawyer that litigates cases, you always like to win. But what's even sweeter is when you win and you read the first paragraph of the court's opinion. And it says, since the founding of the Republic, Congress has requested presidents to call on the citizens to pray. And then I read the page 17 of our brief. And it says, since the founding era, nearly every president has issued proclamations calling for the nation to pray. Same type of arguments. Folks, it makes a difference when you engage on this. And that's a huge victory. We're also excited about Jordan's program launching on Monday. That's going to be great on XM Sirius, WAVA in AM WAVA in Washington, D.C. Other stations are already calling, talking about wanting to carry it, so we're very encouraged about that. And this is just an exciting time here at the ACLJ, here and around the globe. But we've got a lot of calls coming in, Jordan, so let's get right to them.
Yep, let's go to the phones. Let's go to Latasha calling from Ohio, online 4. Latasha, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Latasha.
Hello.
You're on the air.
Yeah, I'm just calling. I'm very excited about the victory. My husband actually facilitated the National Day of Prayer here in Toledo, Ohio.
Great.
After Cunningham, and I'm very excited that it's been completed.
You know, first of all, appreciate you and your husband getting it organized there in Ohio. But, you know, as that district court judge, when he declared it unconstitutional, it sent shockwaves through a lot of us. Because this is a time-honored tradition in the country, but it shows you how far these groups will go. They are so hostile to religion that they'll do this. But the good news is you persevere, you work hard. Look, you don't always win every case, but you've got to put your best case forward. And here, by God's grace, we have 3-0 unanimous decision from the court in our favor, not even giving them standing, saying the fact that your feelings were hurt, well, too bad. That's the price of freedom, is sometimes your feelings can be hurt because somebody's praying. No one's requiring you to pray. No one's compelling you to pray. And that's the really encouraging part of what is now a major victory here at the Court of Appeals, and we're just thrilled with. And, Jordan, again, this group has been so aggressive and so obnoxious. You know, there are groups that oppose our position from a legal standpoint, and I can respect the difference. You want to argue the law, that's fine. But this group, takes it in a whole different dimension. They mock us.
That's right. They mock Christianity, and of course, who's laughing now? When they actually have to go to a real court in the United States of America, their rhetoric doesn't matter, and the court looks at the law. And they may not like prayer, they may not like the Judeo-Christian heritage of the United States of America, but we've got the law on our side. As so long as we keep fighting these battles in courts, do not laugh them off. Because even though these groups seem crazy, they have these highly educated, I put that in quotes, pretty famous people, intellectuals, who support them. So they support the mocking of Christian faith. And so don't laugh them off too much, because they're getting into court and they are finding some judges at the lower court level who agree with them. Remember, the Supreme Court had to look at the Pledge of Allegiance because of the group Freedom From Religion Foundation. So take it seriously, and of course, stay engaged. Don't just see these issues and take it for granted that it was the National Day of Prayer was found constitutional this time around. Let me tell you, folks, also, if you are a station manager right now, and I know I do a lot of the local Christian broadcasts, and you're interested in carrying this 30-minute Jordan Seculo show, all you've got to do today, email us info@seculo.com, or go to jordanseculo.com. Because here's what your folks will be missing this week. And if you don't want to miss this, folks, you should contact your station as well. Governor Mitt Romney joins us next week on the Jordan Seculo Show. Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann, you're going to hear from former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich. Herman Cain, we're going to start talking to the potential presidential candidates out there. And you're going to learn things about people, especially like Congresswoman Bachmann, that you probably don't know about, that never gets reported in the media. That's a new thing about the Jordan Seculo Show. And if you go to jordanseculo.com, you could check there. We have a new section where you can tweet me directly, because we're going to use that as a way to communicate while I'm on the air each day, Monday through Friday. And you can try it out right now on jordanseculo.com if you're on Twitter. It's a great way to start using so you can automatically get to me without even having to go through other process. So if you check out jordanseculo.com, and for those station managers out there and program directors, shoot us an email at info@seculo.com.
Yeah, interesting also, and I encourage people to do that. The Seventh Circuit decision, this is according to Dan Barker, the co-director of the Freedom From Religion Foundation. The Seventh Circuit's decision today would seemingly allow Congress to declare a national religion as long as no one is forced to participate directly in the religion's practices. Really? Actually, what the Seventh Circuit said today was, you have no right to bring the lawsuit. So Dan Barker makes that statement. But you want to hear an outrageous statement as we get ready to close this segment of broadcast out? Let me play soundbite number four for you.
We think that people should read the Quran. And in fact, a lot of our members say reading the Bible is what turned them into atheists. So we encourage reading the books. But if Terry Jones is going to burn a book, he picked the wrong book, because historically, the Bible has been responsible for more bloodshed and intolerance than the Quran has been.
Folks, I don't need to say a whole lot more than that. So they give Islam a pass, I guess, the Freedom From Religion. So what is it? Are they the Freedom From Religion Foundation, except if it's Islam? Is that their new organizational name? But Jordan, you said this before, they will never challenge Islam or Sharia law.
No, absolutely right. They never mock Muslims. I mean, no one would ever want to do that, right? So they just focus all of their attention on Christianity and the Christian faith and mocking Christians and saying nothing fails like prayer and all singing that along together. And sometimes we need to be bold and confront our enemy. Though we pray for their souls, let's be honest. Nothing fails like things that Freedom From Religion Foundation touches. So I hope that they are the ones that get to take the charge, so that the Americans United for Separation of Church and State groups, who are pretty extreme to begin with, have no way to get standing at the United States Supreme Court, because they're sick and tired of lawsuits that are wasting money, wasting government money and resources and judges' time, filed for things that don't have any injury at all. They are creating excellent precedent for us in the federal courts.
Well, they sure are. We've got a lot more ahead. So if you want to keep on the phones, we encourage you to do so. If you want to call us, 800-684-3110. We're going to take more of your phone calls. Again, 1-800-684-3110. But, folks, we are closing out. Today is the last day for our matching challenge campaign. I want to encourage you to go to ACLJ.org and make an online donation to the ACLJ. Whatever amount you donate, whether it's $5 or $100, we get a matching grant for, and we're within $35,000 of our goal. We need to get there today. It expires at the end of midnight tonight. So I encourage you to go to ACLJ.org. Those of you that are listening in your cars right now, do it when you get home or get to your office. But we encourage you to do that at ACLJ.org. For those of you that would rather make the phone call, that's fine too. I will also send you Foundations of Freedom. I encourage you to do that at 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. We'll be back with more of your phone calls in a moment. But again, we're in a matching challenge. Last day to do it, ACLJ.org. Back with more in a moment.
The fact is that the work of the ACLJ could not occur without you, your support. And now, through midnight tonight, your gift will be doubled. With this matching challenge, support the work of the ACLJ and double your gift today. This is the time to act. Go online to the ACLJ secured website. That's www.aclj.org. Make a difference. Double your gift today. Online, aclj.org. Jay Sekulow Live is paid for by the American Center for Law and Justice.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live. Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110.
So we got a unanimous decision out of the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Seventh Circuit that has said that the National Day of Prayer is now constitutional, overturning the district court judge that said it could no longer take place. It's scheduled for, as it always is, the beginning of May, and it is now constitutional. We defended the position, by the way, of President Obama, who issued that proclamation, was sued by the Freedom From Religion Foundation. We're glad to do it, and we're glad that a lot of what we argued made its way into the opinion formation, and that's always a good thing. We've got a lot of calls coming in. Let's go right to them. Jordan, who do we have?
Yeah, let's get to a Barbara calling from Kentucky on line four. Barbara, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi. I just want to say praise for our victory.
Sure.
And encourage people to pray for the Freedom Foundation people because, you know, salvation is free for all. And, you know, Christ can change their hearts, too, just like he did ours.
You know, Jordan just talked about that before the break. And you're right. And the thing that bothers me about this group more than anything, though, is the vitriol in which they engage this issue. You know, I debate people like Barry Lynn from the Americans United for Separation of Church and State and the ACLU, and we disagree, and we sometimes disagree aggressively, but it's always in a civil spirit, and they don't make fun of us, and we don't make fun of them. But the Freedom From Religion Foundation, they love making fun of us. That is their, Jordan, it's almost like their reason for existence.
Yeah, absolutely. And the mocking, continued mocking on their website, nothing fails like prayer. When they mock theocracy, of course, they make the T a cross. There's nothing that says that the Quran a grim fairy tale, though they sell the bumper sticker, the Bible a grim fairy tale. The focused attack on the Christian faith. And what they will say is, well, that's because it's the majority of Americans. But the truth is, if they were really honest, an intellectually honest group, they would say just as nasty things about Muhammad or Allah. But guess what? That's too scary for the Freedom From Religion Foundation because they're protected in the United States of America with the same constitutional rights we all have. So if you attack the Christians, well, the Christians are not going to violently respond. But we know if anyone even pokes fun at Islam, people end up getting killed.
You know, it's interesting, and you're right about that, but it's interesting also that the court found in its opinion, I think this is important too, that, quote, psychological consequences presumably produced by observation of conduct with one disagrees, and this is in this case a prayer, is not an injury for the purposes of legal standings. Plaintiffs have not altered their conduct. No one's requiring them to. It hasn't costed them any money or any time. All they said is that they disagree with the president's actions. But unless all limits on standing are to be abandoned, a feeling of alienation cannot suffice as an injury in fact and an injury in law, which is another one of the positions, same kind of positions we advocated. Folks, this is a huge victory, a very significant victory, and we are absolutely thrilled with it. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Let's get right back to it. Who do we have next?
Let's go to Marcus calling from California on line 5. Marcus, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Marcus.
Thank you. Hi. I wasn't able to watch the news, and I'm trying to figure out what was the outcome of the voting yesterday with the House and with the Senate.
Yeah, I'm going to – by the way, we've got Scott Ridgel coming up in the broadcast, Congressman Scott Ridgel from Virginia. Jordan, why don't you give the breakdown on how that went?
Yeah, pretty clear. In the House of Representatives, of course, the defunding of Planned Parenthood passed overwhelmingly, 260. It was 240 to 241 to 185. And then in the Senate, on the vote to defund Planned Parenthood, it was 58 to keep funding Planned Parenthood, 42 to stop funding Planned Parenthood. To point out, three so-called pro-life Democrats voted to keep funding Planned Parenthood. Ben Nelson from Nebraska, of course, Bob Casey in Pennsylvania, and Joe Manchin in West Virginia. All three of those self-proclaimed pro-life Democrats are up for re-election in 2012. And again, they all voted to keep funding Planned Parenthood. The reason that vote is skewed, though, five Republican senators also voted to keep funding Planned Parenthood. No surprises with them. None of them have actually claimed ever to be pro-life.
Yeah, so Republican defections, which is not surprising, as Jordan said, and then, of course, you've got some of the pro-life Democrats that ended up not voting so pro-life, to say the least. But, by the way, on the budget issue as well, Scott Ridgel is going to be our guest on the last segment of the broadcast. You're not going to want to miss that. Getting these members of Congress is to keep you informed. Hey, folks, we're going to a break. We're taking more of your calls. You want to get in the conversation, 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Also, let me encourage you, go to aclj.org and make an online donation, because when you do, we're getting a matching grant for that worth of $35,000 of our goal. aclj.org, and we'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment.
It's a resounding victory for our nation's heritage. A federal appeals court upholds the constitutionality of a long-standing tradition, the National Day of Prayer. The American Center for Law and Justice, representing thousands of Americans and members of Congress, filed a critical amicus brief supporting the presidential proclamation, playing a key role in this constitutional victory. The fact is that the work of the ACLJ could not occur without you, your support. And now, through midnight tonight, your gift will be doubled. A $100 gift becomes $200. The ACLJ's $620,000 matching challenge matches dollar for dollar every contribution made to the ACLJ up to the total of the challenge. With this matching challenge, support the work of the ACLJ and double your gift today. This is the time to act. Go online to the ACLJ secured website. That's www.aclj.org. Make a difference. Double your gift today. Online, aclj.org. With fast-breaking developments and an ever-changing political landscape in Washington, D.C., now there's a way to stay on top of the political, legal, and cultural issues that matter most to you. On Monday, April 18th, join Jordan Sekulow as he begins the Jordan Sekulow Show, taking the immediacy of Twitter to talk radio. The role of social media is now more important than ever in our national discourse, and now you can participate via Twitter. Jordan will be taking your questions. As Director of Policy and International Operations for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jordan Sekulow is one of the most followed conservatives on Twitter. He'll tackle the tough topics with insightful analysis and interviews with top decision makers and conservative leaders at home and abroad. Join Jordan Sekulow beginning Monday for the Jordan Sekulow Show, live at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, and live on ACLJ.org. That's 12:30 p.m. Eastern beginning Monday.
Lee Keebler, our producer here, Jay Sekulow Live, who is moving down to Florida after getting us moved twice into new locations, got our studios up and running two different times, and has been producing this broadcast for a couple of years now, and we're going to miss him. We wish him the best, and we won't forget him, because he certainly helped us get into this new facility that we're in, which is incredible, folks. And I want to thank our members for the American Center for Law and Justice, because we wouldn't have facilities like this. And you're about to see some incredible things on the Internet and in social media, because we are launching a major redo of that. Jordan's got a brand-new site, jordansekulow.com. He's got a brand-new 30-minute radio program starting, launching on Monday. That's going to be heard on XM and Sirius, as well as a number of other stations now are picking it up. We'll continue with Jay Sekulow Live, of course, as well. So this is an exciting time for us, and we're very, very excited. In fact, let's play that one-minute promo of Jordan's upcoming program.
With fast-breaking developments and an ever-changing political landscape in Washington, D.C., now there's a way to stay on top of the political, legal, and cultural issues that matter most to you. On Monday, April 18th, join Jordan Sekulow as he begins the Jordan Sekulow Show, taking the immediacy of Twitter to talk radio. The role of social media is now more important than ever in our national discourse, and now you can participate via Twitter. Jordan will be taking your questions. As Director of Policy and International Operations for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jordan Sekulow is one of the most followed conservatives on Twitter. He'll tackle the tough topics with insightful analysis and interviews with top decision makers and conservative leaders at home and abroad. Join Jordan Sekulow beginning Monday for the Jordan Sekulow Show, live at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, and live on aclj.org. That's 12:30 p.m. Eastern beginning Monday.
Well, there you go. That's very exciting. We're about to that's going to launch on Monday. We've got, of course, JSEC Live is going to stay on the air, of course. We've got a brand-new website up for Jordan, using the social media. And, folks, in a very short period of time, about 6 or 8 weeks, we're going to be launching a incredible multimedia site. I mean, just unbelievable. We've got this incredible facility that we've got, our media center, and they are going to be developing this brand. We've developed a brand new website, going to be completely interactive. You're going to really love what we've got. We do have a lot of calls, though. We need to get through those. 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air. Let's go right to it.
Mary Ann's calling from Maryland online too. Mary Ann, welcome to JSECIO Live.
Hi, Jay.
Hey.
Well, in Maryland, we are thrilled about the National Day of Prayer victory, and I have two comments. I want to say that this really is very important to the American people, and for decades, we have set aside this time to seek God's guidance, and it's our constitutional right, so we are excited. And then also, I realize that, you know, listener donations are important, so as listeners, we want to say that we are behind you and support you, and we just want to thank you for leading the charge and to say keep on. So it's an important thing to the American people.
Well, we appreciate that, Mary Ann. And by the way, Chief Judge Easterbrook, in his opinion for the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals, said exactly that. He talked about the time-honored tradition of prayer since the founding era, since the beginning of our republic. He talks about that every president, except for Thomas Jefferson, issued proclamations for prayer for Thanksgiving. It goes all the way back to President Washington. In fact, he quotes in his opinion as an appendix, which we did as well in our brief, that Washington's proclamation, where President Washington said, "Whereas it is the duty of all nations to acknowledge the providence of God Almighty, to obey his will, to be grateful for his benefits, and humbly implore his protection and favor." And then he goes both acts of Congress, and then he declares that National Day of Prayer and Thanksgiving. That's President Washington. You know what I say to the Freedom From Religion Foundation? You know what? If it's good enough for Lincoln and Washington, it's good enough for me. And evidently it was good enough for the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Seventh Circuit as well. By the way, the lawyer for the Freedom From Religion Foundation, not so happy. He is very sad. He is very troubled. This is his quote. "We are very troubled by the court's conclusion that congressionally mandated endorsements of religion by the president amount to no more than hurt feelings." I wish he would read President Obama's declaration and proclamation. No one compelled anyone to do anything. His feelings are hurt. You know, they're the ones that talk about hurt feelings. So, you know, we all, of course, all address that in our briefs as well. But nice try for the lawyer. Look, he's got to put his best foot forward. He's not going to try to get the entire Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals to hear it. We'll see what happens there. Believe me, we will be ready to go.
All right, let's get back to the phones. Lois calling from Oregon on line one. Lois, welcome to JSECIO Live.
Hi. What I was wondering is, this decision, will it have any kind of a positive impact on the case for the cross on Mount Soledad?
Yeah, that's the next big challenge we've got legally. Yes, it does, because, again, it's the standing issue, and I think that it's going to help on the standing issue of whether these groups can even get into court in the first place. Again, why are they objecting to the cross at Mount Soledad? Because somebody saw it, and it's only been there, you know, for 80 years. They saw it, and now they're offended. Their feelings are hurt. And what the court keeps saying is hurt feelings aren't enough, and that's why I think it's absolutely critical that we stay engaged, as Jordan said on this issue. This group, they belittle us. Believe me, in the courts, I don't belittle them. We take their arguments and we dissect them and point to the counterpoint, because they had a district court judge that agreed with them.
Yeah, no, absolutely right. I mean, they found a district court judge, a very liberal district court judge, a Carter appointee. But in this case, you had two Reagan appointees and, of course, a Clinton appointee, and it was 3-0. So we know we win legally when we get this in front of judges who are not, you know, far left-leaning. But guess what? The Ninth Circuit, I mean, the Pledge of Allegiance under God, that went all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court. But we can win these if we stay focused on where Freedom From Religion Foundation is trying to file these lawsuits. I mean, Dad, something I don't know if we talked about yet is that they are filing these against governors as well. So they're going after state prayer proclamations as well, and they've got the resources to keep filing the lawsuits, which means we got to file the responses, we got to get the members of Congress, and we got to get the ACLJ members signed onto those briefs as well.
You know, I not only want to thank our legal staff at the American Center for Law and Justice for their work on this case, but I also want to thank our government affairs staff, because we had 67 members of the United States House and Senate that joined us in this. 67 members of the House and Senate, by the way, including Democrats. And that said something right there. And I'll take it a step further. That's what's making the impact here. If you're reading the news right now, they're talking about the fact that thousands of people engaged this issue and members of Congress did, and that's our brief. And again, without the support of the ACLJ members, we don't get to do that. So again, I want to encourage you, if you've never supported the ACLJ, this is really a great day to do it because we're in a matching challenge campaign, which means anything you donate, especially online, even on the phones as well, is matched. It's doubled. So ACLJ.org, you donate $25, we get 50. Somebody yesterday donated a lot more than that online, which we really appreciated. And again, it's doubled. So we're within 35,000, I'm sure less than that now, of our challenge and our goal. You'll get us there. We know that. We rarely talk about that on air, but when we're in the last day of a challenge, I figured that's the day to discuss it. And today is the last day. We're hours away from it expiring. So again, ACLJ.org. We've got a couple more calls. I'm going to try to get in here before the next break. But by the way, Scott Ridgel, Congressman from Virginia, will be joining us about that budget issue. We didn't forget about that, folks. We had breaking news on the case. So that's why we went to it.
Richard's calling from Washington State on line two. Richard, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Richard.
Oh, it's great to be on the air with you guys.
Sure.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
My question is kind of a two-parter, but when the health care bill got passed, and we know how the votes went and stuff like that, but do we actually know about the constituents, how they were told to vote? And they voted against what the majority of their constituents wanted.
Yeah, that's a great question, Richard. Jordan, you've been addressing that with Than Bennett. How does that break down?
Well, here, I mean, it's three pro-life Democrats. Now, the five Republican senators who said they were who voted to keep funding Planned Parenthood, none of them claim to be pro-life. That's the two senators from Maine, Collins and Snow. Scott Brown in Massachusetts never claimed to be pro-life, even though he's popular with many conservatives when he came to kind of stop Obamacare. He never said he was pro-life. Mark Kirk in Illinois never said he was pro-life. And Lisa Murkowski in Alaska, also who has voted to keep funding Planned Parenthood, never claimed to be pro-life. The three who voted to keep funding Planned Parenthood and have claimed in campaign speeches around the country, in advertising, and to their constituents that they're pro-life are three Senate Democrats, Ben Nelson from Nebraska, Bob Casey from Pennsylvania, and Joe Manchin from West Virginia. All three are up for re-election in 2012. And I wrote this piece for the Daily Caller earlier this week that said, dreading their futures, about these guys being very concerned about having to make this vote. And then The Hill today said a vote that will, which is a newspaper here in Capitol Hill, but very mainstream and down the middle, said that this will be a vote that haunts them in 2012. So we were far out predicting that these guys, this will be something that follows them around for the rest of their political career.
And I don't think there's any doubt about it. And again, the good news is, and I think this is important here, folks, the good news is that the American people voice their opinion. That's part of the free exercise of religion. We did that. Let's try to get one last call in here from Joyce. She's been waiting a long time. Hi, Joyce. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air very quickly, please.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air, Joyce. Go ahead.
Thank you for all that you both do.
Thanks.
I just want to make this comment. In spite of any law that may be passed, we pray already. Christians will never fail to pray. We'll be like Daniel. We'll pray three times a day and open our windows.
Well, listen, people are praying, but the good news is here. We've got a court that said go ahead and do it, and it doesn't violate the Constitution. And that in and of itself, folks, was a huge victory. I can't feel a better way to end the week than that very issue. So we encourage you there. Remember, the Jordan Sekulow Show launching Monday. Of course, Jay Sekulow Live still on the air. Of course, we want to encourage you to go to jordansekulow.com for information about his new broadcast. Also, ACLJ.org. Make any donation of any amount online, folks. We're getting, it gets doubled. That is going to really, really help us. We're in a matching challenge. So anything you give, we get a blessing from, and that is it's doubled. So we encourage you to do that at ACLJ.org. That's going to do it for the broadcast today. Have a great weekend.
With fast-breaking developments and an ever-changing political landscape in Washington, D.C., now there's a way to stay on top of the political, legal, and cultural issues that matter most to you. On Monday, April 18th, join Jordan Sekulow as he begins The Jordan Sekulow Show, taking the immediacy of Twitter to talk radio. The role of social media is now more important than ever in our national discourse, and now you can participate via Twitter. Jordan will be taking your questions. As Director of Policy and International Operations for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jordan Sekulow is one of the most followed conservatives on Twitter. He'll tackle the tough topics with insightful analysis and interviews with top decision makers and conservative leaders at home and abroad. Join Jordan Sekulow beginning Monday for The Jordan Sekulow Show, live at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, and live on ACLJ.org. That's 12:30 p.m. Eastern beginning Monday.
It's a resounding victory for our nation's heritage. A federal appeals court upholds the constitutionality of a long-standing tradition, the National Day of Prayer. The American Center for Law and Justice, representing thousands of Americans and members of Congress, filed a critical amicus brief supporting the presidential proclamation, playing a key role in this constitutional victory. The fact is that the work of the ACLJ could not occur without you, your support. And now, through midnight tonight, your gift will be doubled. A $100 gift becomes $200. The ACLJ's $620,000 matching challenge matches dollar for dollar every contribution made to the ACLJ up to the total of the challenge. With this matching challenge, support the work of the ACLJ and double your gift today. This is the time to act. Go online to the ACLJ secured website. That's www.aclj.org. Make a difference. Double your gift today. Online, aclj.org.
Well, joining us right now on the phone is a very good friend for a number of years, and now, of course, a great congressman from Virginia, and that is Scott Ridgel. And, Congressman, it's great to be with you, and, boy, I'm so glad you're there in Washington representing all of us, not just the folks in the district, but really all of us like to share these values and want this country put back on the right track. Thanks for being with us today.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much, Jay, for having me on the show. It's really it's good to catch up with you.
Yeah, you too. Let me start with, you voted no on the budget.
I did.
We've got a situation in the country, and it's very clear that is we've reached the danger point. Probably we've crossed over that danger point, but you voted no, and you're not the only one that voted no. Let's talk about that for a moment. Why the no vote on the budget?
Well, it all depends on how one views, and your introduction there covered it, just how one views the severity of our fiscal situation. I see it as acute. I see it as threatening the very foundation of our country. And I have a deep resolve, and I did the entire time I ran for office, and now that I'm here, to deal with this in a bold, definitive way this Congress, this year. And the $39 billion that was put forth, I respect the work that the Speaker did. I do believe that he represented us very well. Having said that, it fell well short of the $100 billion. And if you look at it carefully, much of what was in the $39 billion is what's referred to up here as chimps, and I think appropriately so, changes in mandatory spending. And they're not quite what a normal CPA or businessman like myself would consider a true budget cut.
You and I both share this concern that we're on a very dangerous track here and a very dangerous pattern. And that the country's in peril, not just from domestic or foreign terrorists,
right,
but the economic impact of
That's
this.
Right.
If we don't get this economic house in order, what does it mean for our country and what does it mean for liberty?
Well, we're borrowing 40% of what we're spending, and we're basically, in a simple sense, we are printing and generating our own currency to do that to a large extent. Some of it's financed by foreign sources, but much of it is financed internally. And a country can't stay on that path. What will happen is the inevitable result at some point, there are two debt limits, the one you impose on yourself, the one that we're going to have to vote on here in a month or so, and the other one is ones that your lenders impose on you. At some point, what will happen is the lenders will say, you know, the risk is higher than we'd like. We're going to raise interest rates. We're not going to buy treasuries unless the rates are higher. And we're already spending over $200 billion a year on interest. Being a leveraged country is not a good thing. It puts us at serious risk.
And what does it mean for liberty? When you're at risk financially like this, if you're in a business, your ability to maintain your business is not only jeopardized, but oftentimes you're out of business. Well, what does this debt mean for liberty and freedom in the American experience?
It'll rock our financial and economic system in a way that I truly don't believe most folks truly understand. And I'm not a fear monger. I'm really not. Jay, you've known me for a long time.
I
don't use hyperbole to make points, but I am so deeply troubled by this. I set everything aside, ran for this office to be part of a team that'll restore fiscal discipline, because if we don't, it threatens the very structure and foundation of our country. The riots that you see in Greece, I mean, when people are pushing back because benefits that they were promised don't come in, but this is truly where we are, and I am sounding the alarm both here on your show and to our leadership and to the public, and saying this is, it's not just our, I hear this all the time, Jay, oh, it's not fair to our grandchildren. I'm going, no, you've got to bring that up not one but two generations. It's each one of us.
Right.
Each one of the listeners.
You know, I've also said this is a moral issue, that getting this debt under control and getting our house back in order is a moral issue. And I'm with you. It's not just for our kids and our grandkids. It's a moral obligation. It's what the founders envisioned the country to operate.
That is absolutely the case. You know, something happened to me on the way home, and I wasn't living any longer. My credit card debt, to the extent that I have any, that would be my estate would either pay it, or if my estate couldn't pay it, then it wouldn't be transferred to my children or into anyone around me. That is not the case with our federal debt. I mean, what we're running up now, that's expected to be paid, and it's now over $14 trillion with the president's budget. In the next 10 years, it would go to around $28 trillion. And you truly do reach a tipping point in debt. And I know this from a private sector business standpoint. What happens, Jay, is that your lender will work with you and smile. They'll work with you and smile. They'll work with you and smile. And then they'll have a backroom meeting somewhere, and they'll say, nope, we're done. We're done with that client. We're done. And even a nation, as strong as America is subject to the universal laws of finance.
Absolutely right. Congressman, let me switch gears a little bit here, and that is you and I traveled together to Israel, met with a number of government leaders, from the Minister of Justice to the President of Israel, Shimon Peres, about 16 months ago. You're looking now. It's a very different situation than when you and I were there.
That's
in a very
correct.
Short order of what's going on. What's your sense on how you're seeing the situation play out? You know, we have, as you know firsthand, because you saw it, we have a large operation in Jerusalem that deals with issues through the Middle East.
Right.
But I don't think, even with all of our work there, I don't think anybody envisioned what's going on right now as going like this. What's your sense?
There was a seething level of resentment that has always been there, and it's terribly challenging situation for America for multiple decades. You know, anytime, even Mubarak, I mean, people say, well, he's been good to Israel. Well, yes, that's true in some sense. But at the same time, if you're winning elections, in the 90% of the elections,
right.
I mean, you're nothing less than, I think, a dictator. And I've been very clear on that. The challenge we have in Libya right now, for example, is we've intervened militarily. The government, the president, in my view, did not have a constitutional authority to do that. And in asking Secretary Gates in testimony, what do we know about the rebels? And the
Nothing.
Answer is we don't know. We don't know.
Yeah, and I'm with you on the constitutional issue, because obviously that's what I spend my day doing.
Right.
The idea that they were comparing the move in Libya to the situation in Iraq, when the objections on Iraq were so significant to President, when the President made the decision in Iraq. Iraq was a direct threat to the United States.
That's correct.
The forces against the United States, the attacks like Afghanistan. I mean, when the United States is attacked, the President doesn't have the ability to simply defend. He has an affirmative constitutional obligation to defend. And drawing that analysis in Libya, and in course, defending people we don't know who they are, points to the problem. And I want to say again how thrilled we are Congressman, you're there defending all of our interests and protecting our interests. And keep up the great fight in Washington. I just got back from Washington yesterday. I've been there for 2 weeks, so I know what you're going through.
Well, I appreciate it. And, Jay, you're a patriot, and I do not toss that term around lightly. I reserve it for those around me who I see who understand that our liberty is truly at risk, and they are every day fighting. And it takes that in the most positive sense of that word. Patriots fighting for our country, being knowledgeable about the budget. And so I appreciate so much what you're doing.
Well, thank you very much, Congressman. Good to talk to you.
Thanks very much.
Well, folks, that's going to do it for the broadcast today. It was great having Congressman Scott Ridgel on the phone here. But I want to tell you something, folks. This is the last day also for our matching challenge. That means any support that comes into the American Center for Law and Justice right now is effectively doubled. So if someone donates $25, we get $50. That's keeping our operations going in Washington and around the globe. I want to encourage you to go to aclj.org and go ahead and make that donation to the American Center for Law and Justice online. That's a very easy way to do it. If you'd like to use the phones, we'd be happy to have you do that as well. And you can simply call us at 1-877-989-2255. I'll send you Foundations of Freedom as well, our booklet on the Constitution, 877-989-2255. But I really want to encourage you, whether you use aclj.org, whether you use 877-989-2255. Last day, this is it for the Matching Challenge Fund for the ACLJ. Help us meet our goal and keep this good fight going, especially as you see a victory in that National Day of Prayer case. That's going to do it for the broadcast today. Have a great weekend.
The fact is that the work of the ACLJ could not occur without you, your support. And now, through midnight tonight, your gift will be doubled. With this matching challenge, support the work of the ACLJ and double your gift today. This is the time to act. Go online to the ACLJ's secured website. That's www.aclj.org. Make a difference. Double your gift today. Online, aclj.org. Jay Sekulow Live is paid for by the American Center for Law and Justice.